What's it going to be like when you head out on the field back in Carolina? What's going to be kind of your feelings and emotions?
I mean, I'm football as normal, you know. I mean, obviously, I had a great time there, you know, but I'm in a new place, new place mentally, physically, and I'm ready to go. You know, I'm ready to play football, so.
Have the guys been picking your brain as far as what to expect?
Absolutely. You know, there's a rule out there, you know, snitches get stitches, but I'm going to get a lot of stitches this week. So.
Is there a little, not just for you, but for your head coach, a little extra motivation to make sure you go down there and as a group, I mean, as a team, to kind of, you know, win one for him as well? To kind of.
I mean, we're trying to win every game, you know. Obviously, this one is a little bit different, you know, but at the same time, we're just trying to go win, you know. We know Carolina's a good football team. Obviously, we know them well. You know, some guys like myself, Coach, Joe Webb, we know them well. But we're just trying to go get a win. So.
Are you closest with anybody on that team, maybe Cam or anybody that's like a really good friend you might have cut off contact with this week?
Cut off contact? No, I mean, the NFL is a brotherhood, you know. My friends are still my friends, regardless of who we playing now. Sunday at 1 o'clock till probably 4:30, like, I don't want to hear anything from you, but 4:31, we'll be hugging and having a good time again. So.
How good is Luke Kuechly? He's a guy that you got a chance to see play for several years. Is he maybe the best linebacker in the league?
There's no maybe about it. He is that. You know, I've seen this guy from day one come in studying. You know, the way that he plays the game, the way that he anticipates the game, his attention to detail. You know, he's amazing. Y'all, excuse me one second. But yeah, I mean, he's an ultimate backer, and he is definitely a tough task for us this week.
How much that picking the brain process? How much of that involves, I guess, talking about some of Cam's tendencies and some of the things that you were able to pick up on as kind of being in the backfield with him that he does?
I mean, a lot. You know, obviously, I'm talking to Preston, you know, our middle linebacker, a lot. Talking to our defense a lot. You know, Cam is a guy that is not only a personal friend, but I know him really well as a football player. So it's some things that I think that our defense can key in on to kind of get a beat on things. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a former MVP, a hell of an athlete. So it's we still got to play ball. We still got to make plays on him. We still got to make him beat us. So we still got a tough task ahead of us. So.
Tyrod said the thing that jumps out on film about their defense is how fast they flow. Yes. Are there some things that you know that you can kind of tell Tyrod that, hey, we can probably exploit that, or to Rick or whoever?
I mean, not really, because, I mean, the reason they're so good is because they're all athletic and they all play well together, you know. You got obviously got Luke on the front end that's leading things, then you got Kurt in the back end that makes everything right when something goes wrong in front of them. So, I mean, they got talent and on top of talent over there. Obviously, I know them well, like I said, but at the same time, it's going to be a fun challenge. It's going to be fun for me to go back and try to get this win. So.
Do you get a kick out of sometimes how people might underestimate your speed, given your stature, and then when you get out there and you show that like you did on Sunday?
Well, if it's one team in the NFL that's not going to underestimate my speed, it's the Panthers, because they've seen it a lot the past few years. So, you know, I'm ready to go out and play good football. You know, just take what I can get, and then hopefully I bust one. So.
Is it going to be strange going to the visitor locker room?
No. I've been in there before, you know. I've been in there, you know, doing stuff for the team. So, I mean, to me, football is football. You know, regardless if you're on the visitors locker room, home team locker room, once you step on that field, it's only 11 guys on your team that can help you win or lose. So,
to us, Sean McDermott has kind of downplayed going back and making his return to Carolina. How has he been with you guys on his return?
He's been the same way. I mean, but he's been the same guy since the day I signed here, you know. It's not about what everybody else is doing. It's about what we do. We know that Carolina's a good football team, you know, obviously. But we also know what we can exploit, and we know what we have to do to try to beat them. So it's not about a big return home or this or that. It's about going out on Sunday at 1 o'clock and getting a win.
It's also going to be really hot down there this week. I know you've played that kind of weather. A lot of these guys really haven't. Is it something, a talking point this week, to how to take care of your body?
I mean, It's obvious stuff. You know it's going to be hotter in Carolina than it is in Buffalo, so you don't want to hydrate, you know, make sure you get your rest, stuff like that. But, I mean, we're all professionals. We know that it's part of your job to make sure you're ready to play on Sundays. So.